I talk to the tree, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars, but they never hear me. The breeze hasn't time to stop and hear what I say. I talk to them all in vain. But suddenly my words reach someone else's ear, that someone else's heart strings too. I tell you my dreams, and while you're listening to me, I suddenly see them come true. I can see us on an April night, looking out across a rolling farm, having supper in the candlelight, walking later arm in arm. Then I'll tell you how I pass the day, thinking mainly how the night would be. Then I'll try to find the words to say all the things you mean to me. I tell you my dream, and while you're listening to me, I suddenly see him come true.
From the film Paint Your Wagon, that was Clint Eastwood actually doing the real singing there, and I Talk to the Trees. I could remember my mother taking me to see that film when it first came out, and I thought it was horrible. I couldn't understand what was going on, and it was very long, and I thought the music was really yuck. And of course, I saw the film several years later, and with age comes wisdom, and I think Lee Marvin was absolutely wonderful in that film as well, and there was some really good music in it as well. Very good morning to you. Welcome to Beagle at Night with me, RB. First Tuesday in December. Oh, my goodness. That means Christmas is just around the corner. And I'm going to be having some Christmas music in this week's program. Not much, but, just a little bit, just to get us in the mood. And nothing flamboyant, sort of stuff a little bit like this.
Thank you.
As I said, nothing too flamboyant. There was 101 Strings Orchestra and Away in a Manger, and we'll have some more from them throughout the program. Something nice and gentle, just to ease us into Christmas. I'm afeard, unfortunately, that we get into Christmas far too early now, and people want Christmas to sort of start at least a month before, sometimes even more. We had a Thanksgiving here in the States nearly 2 weeks ago. The day after Thanksgiving, there was Christmas music in the supermarket, and I thought, oh, now I've got to put up with this for the next month. And I just think it detracts from the whole Christmas holiday, quite frankly, that it all starts far too early. But it's just me. That's what I think. Feel free to disagree. It's a funny old world, and the world's not entirely to blame. From 1948, and that was Beryl Davis singing with Russ Case waving his stick at his group. Hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to do a quick apology if I can. I owe a lot of people a lot of emails, and I am way behind on them. So if you've emailed me recently and you haven't heard from me, I do apologize. I have been up to my neck with the top five and getting that all arranged, and as fast as I clear down all of the entries, another load come flying into the email. So if I owe you an email, please do forgive me. I am doing my best to get back to everybody by the close of business tomorrow. And hopefully I actually will have got back to a lot of you today. But, you know, who knows? But if you didn't hear from me today, then tomorrow I think we'll definitely do it. So apologies if you haven't heard from me. Right now, it's time for Bing to sing.
At the crossroads, standing there, dreaming for a while, waiting at dawn for the new day to break. Will I find your kiss, the charm of your smile, along the road I take? As the pale moon bids the end of the night goodbye, and the sun rose in the east, then I knew just beyond the crossroads waits a peaceful sky, along the road that leads to you. And I are saying with a sigh that you no longer care. The breeze and I are whispering goodbye to dreams we used to share. Ours was a love song that seemed constant as the moon, ending in a strange, mournful tune. And all about me, they know you have departed without me, and we wonder why. The breeze and I, the breeze and I, the breeze and I.
four songs, sort of the price of two there. And if you thought there was a distinct Mexican or Latin American flavor to those songs, that's because they came from an album called El Señor Bing. We heard, first of all, Malaguena and Andalucía, and then the second one was Heavenly Night Out and My Shawl. I seem to remember Heavenly Night, and I seem to remember that being Cieto Lindo, and I seem to remember singing completely different lyrics to that song when I was a kid, but as I say, older and wiser. I want to say a very good morning to Holger, who's over there in Germany. Morning, Holger. Hope you are well. There's a little fly in the studio here. Sorry about that. He has said, are you familiar with the song Booyah from Anita O'Day? Actually, I'm not, but I am familiar with the song Yeah Boo.
If you like it, holler.
Yay!
If you don't, holler.
Boo!
Know a tavern in a town,
hey!
But today they closed it down.
Ooh.
Ah, but it opens up tonight,
hey!
Without a single drink inside.
Ooh.
All the drinks are on the house,
hey!
All the water you can drink.
Ooh.
But the sandwiches are free.
Yay!
To everyone but you and me.
Boo!
Yeah, boo, yeah, boo. It's lots of fun to do. If you like it, holler yay. If you don't, you holler boo. There's no drinking.
Boo!
Only champagne.
Yay!
No glasses.
Boo!
Buckets.
Yay!
Buckets with holes in them.
Boo!
Only the holes are on top.
Yay!
Only three dancing girls.
Boo!
Two dresses.
Yay!
For each girl.
Boo!
Made of cellophane.
Yay!
Only one pretty girl.
Boo!
For every man.
Yay!
You can't take them home.
Boo!
They take you home.
Yay!
If you like it, holler yay. If you don't, you holler boo. Know a tavern in a town.
Yay!
But there's not a drink around.
Boo!
All the drinks are served inside.
Yay!
And the joint is open wide.
Lovely song from the house of Mr. Dornbush, and that was called Yeah Boo from Anita O'Day. And we'll have another song from Holger's house around about the same time next week, all being well. Holger, thank you so much, and time for you now to go up those stairs to the land of Bedfordshire.
Be careful. It's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding. It's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful. Remember, it's my heart. Remember, it's my heart, this heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful. Be careful. Be careful.
Be careful, it's my heart, from Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra is one of those singers that, for me, went through three distinct stages of his voice, and that is the middle stage, and that would be the period from like the middle to late 50s through to the end of the 60s. So it wouldn't surprise me if that's where that song came from. Of course, a little bit older, he got a little bit deeper. And when Frank Sinatra first started singing way back in the 40s, it didn't sound like Frank Sinatra at all, except that he was still very good, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I hope you enjoy that. 1961, just been told that was from, so just shows, doesn't it? I don't talk a lot of rubbish on this program. People think I do, but I don't.
When day is done and taps is blown, darling, think of me, lonely me. For though you're gone, our love lives on. If you could only see how much I miss you. Since you went away, dear, I miss you more than I can say, dear. Daytime, nighttime, nothing I that I still love you, kiss you. In my dreams I'll kiss you, whispering, darling, how I miss you. Tell me, do you ever miss me as I miss you?
Shaw and the orchestra there, conducted by Leonard Joy, and that was a song from 1952, Miss You. You're listening to Bigley at Night here on Angel Radio. For me, it is still December the 5th, but for you guys, of course, it's now already turned into December 6th. I've still got a couple of hours to go, as indeed has Brad and also Tracy down in Tennessee as well. Hope you guys are listening. Very good evening to you, if you are. In a couple of minutes' time, we're going to have Beagle's Big Three, and this week you're going to hear the Big Three from me, and there's a reason for that, and I'll explain it after this.
Trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. and lost in a sigh were we. The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms opened wide and closed me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms opened wide and closed me inside. You took my lips, you took my so tenderly.
Yeah, Rosemary Clooney at her best, and that was Tenderly. Time now for Beagle's Big Three, and this week the Big Three comes from me. This originally started out a long time ago as just an opportunity for me to pick one artist and play three songs back to back to back, back to back to back, something like that. And then, of course, you very kindly took it over and started sending in your own list, which is exactly what I wanted you to do, and I thank you for that. And then I sort of went and spoiled it all a little while back by saying that this artist needs no introduction, indeed, nor do the songs, so I won't. And I think a lot of you felt compelled to sort of keep that tradition going up week after week, which is not really what we wanted to do. Was the original concept was one artist and three songs of your choice. So to break the spell of not naming the artist and not naming the songs, I thought, well, you know, I'll do this week's three. The artist is a great singer, Don Partridge, who I believe was a friend of our very own Tony Smith. And we're going to start off with Blue Eyes, going to finish off with Rosie, and in the middle there'll be Going Back to London. Beagle's Big Three.
It happens every spring, I hear this bluebird sing. Love is here again to stay. But now that I've seen you, I know this time it's true. Love is really here to stay. Hope you're liking what you see. Nobody ever saw this deep, deep blue before. Bluebells look up in surprise. The sky admits defeat. The sea will kiss your feet. I could drown in those blue eyes. Blue eyes shining now. Everything is right somehow. Blue eyes, stay here with me. Find my world in those blue
find my world in those blue eyes. It happens every spring, I hear this bluebird sing. Love is here again to stay. But now that I've seen you, I know this time it's true. Love is really here to stay. Blue eyes look my way, make today my lucky day. Blue eyes looking at me, hope you're liking what you see. Hope you're liking what you see.
Going back to London, 'cause I'm tired of driving round. I'm gonna spend the winter in that town. I'm tired of all the good times and the bad times I have known. I'm going back to rest and settle down. In Copenhagen City, there's a street where artists draw. You can live quite cheap in Heligoland. In Malaga, the back streets full of people very poor. The Riviera is sun and sea and sand. But I'm going back to London, 'cause I'm tired of traveling round. I'm going to spend the winter in that town. I'm tired of all the good times and the bad times I've known. I'm going back to rest and settle down. Lot of seaports in the misty hours of morn. Seen the snow-capped mountains in the day. Now I've got to thinking of back there where I was born. That happens when you get too tired to play. So I'm going back to London, 'cause I'm tired of driving round. I'm going to spend the winter in that town. I'm tired of all the good times and the bad times I've known. Going back to rest and settle down. Rosie, oh Rosie, I'd like to paint your face up in the sky. Sometimes when I'm busy relaxing, I look up and catch your eye. Your eyes, when they're whitening green, thunder and lightning and sunset strokes the color to your skin. Your eyes are so blue, I just think of a blue sky and bumblebees buzzing on the wind. Rosie, oh Rosie, it's raining when you look the other way. Rosie, oh Rosie, your laughter brings sunshine out. I just met you, Will. I silhouette you or highlight golden shadows in your hair. I'd paint in your
Rosie, oh Rosie, I'd paint your face for all the world to see. Rosie, oh Rosie, I'd like to paint your face eternally.
I love that song so much, I went out and bought it. Don Partridge and Rosie. Beatles Big Three this week started off with Blue Eyes, and in the middle there was Going Back to London. And the wonderful thing about Don Partridge, if you hadn't already realised, is that he plays all of those instruments himself, but unlike what people sort of do now, you know, they sort of record each instrument on a different track. He did it all at once. He had the cymbals on his knees and a mouth organ on a sort of strap that he could blow into, and the guitar, of course, and various other things. I think there was a great big drum on his back, I seem to recall. Really very, very good, and he used to love him. He was known as the King of the Buskers. So that was this week's Big Three, Don Partridge. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Big Three, then do please just let me know. And now you don't have to keep up the tradition anymore of not knowing who and the songs and all the stuff, because they're so famous, because I just broke it. Or did I?
Is in your eyes, bright as the stars we're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of whether this little dream might fade? We put our hearts together, now we are one. I'm not afraid if there's a cloud above. If it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
Orchestra. I wonder if the orchestra was Little. If it was, then it would have been Little Jack Little's Little Jack Little's Little Orchestra. Yeah, I wish I didn't think about these things as well. Jack, Little Jack Little and his orchestra, and I'm in the mood for love. Okay, it's time now. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been having five-minute theatre, which we sort of finished last week. It may come back in the new year, I'm not sure yet. We We maybe have been running out of good stories there, but we're going to have a listen over Christmas and see what we can come up with. But this time of year, I don't know about you, but certainly I spend a great deal of time reflecting. And based on that, we thought it might be interesting to go back and see if we could hear how certain events were reported from the past. So we're going to go back this week to April the 2nd, 1945, with the announcement of President Roosevelt's death in the United States.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. That's radio's way of shouting extra, as John Daly did late that April afternoon.
Wilderness Road, adventure on the American frontier with the Weston family and Dan'l Boone in the exciting days following the American Revolution.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin from CBS World News. A press association has just announced that President Roosevelt is dead. The president died of a cerebral hemorrhage. All we know so far is that the president died at Warm Springs in Georgia.
If you were one of those who loved FDR, and there were many, or if you were one of those who hated him, and there were many, that flash from Warm Springs was as personal as a body blow or a wire from the War Department. Without warning, the central pivot had slipped out of a 12-year era, and you were stunned by this sudden cleavage of time. He had gone down Pennsylvania Avenue many times before. This was his last trip to the White House. A city watched, a nation listened. Arthur Godfrey, an old Washington hand, described it.
The drums are wrapped in black crepe and are muffled, as you can hear. And the pace of the musicians is so slow. And behind them, these are Navy boys. And now just coming past the treasury, I can see the horses drawing the caisson. And most generally, folks having as tough a time as I am trying to see it. And behind us is the car bearing the man on whose shoulders now falls the terrific burdens and responsibilities that were handled so well by the man to whose body we're paying our last respects now. God bless him, President Truman. We're returning out of the studio.
One of FDR's most fitting epitaphs was written before he died by a Kansas Republican, William Allen White. Biting good Republican nails, we are compelled to say that Franklin Roosevelt is the most unaccountable president the United States has ever seen. He has seen more of this amazing world than Marco Polo. Well, darn your smiling old picture, here it is. We who hate your gaudy guts salute you. Now, if you listen very closely, you will hear some unrehearsed stage whispers between Speaker Rayburn and the 32nd President.
Mr. Speaker.
Just a moment. Let me present you, will you, Harry?
Members of the Congress, I have the great pleasure and the high privilege of presenting to you the President of the United States.
There was another burst of applause and cheers, and then Americans settled back to listen to their new president.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. President, members of the Congress, it is with a heavy heart that I stand before you, my friends and colleagues in the Congress of the United States. Within an hour after I took the oath of office, I announced that the San Francisco conference would proceed. In the memory of those who have made the supreme sacrifice, in the memory of our fallen president, we shall not fail.
13 days later, Secretary of State Edward Stettinius stepped before the delegates of 46 nations.
The Conference of the United Nations on International Organization is now convened. We shall open the conference with 1 minute of silent and solemn meditation.
On May 8th, President Truman announced that another promise had been kept.
I only wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to witness this day. General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe.
Edward R. Murrow reporting there on the announcement of President Roosevelt's death back in April the 12th, 1945. And we'll look back at some more historical events around about the same time next week here on Bigley at Night. Still to come, a little bit of posh at the top of the hour and also day at night. But first...
Everybody's talking at me, I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going well, the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. My clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave. Thank you.
It sounded to me like there was more than 101 strings there. 101 strings orchestra with their version of Tack the Halls. And before that, from 1968, from the film Midnight Cowboy, it was, of course, Harry Nilsson and Everybody's Talking. We'll have a little bit of posh right after this.
This is a different game to when I first started. Because I started when fires first became popular. I started as an ordinary fireman, and now I'm a chief. Of course, there's not a lot of difference, only now I've got nothing at all to do with fires. Well, when I say nothing to do, I mean if there was like, as we might say, like a fire today, well, I just simply ring the bell and the men spring onto the engine. That's if they're in, you see. Oh, God, I know where to put my hands on them when I want them. The last fire we went to, we hadn't much time to mess about. We'd a call through that the town hall was on fire. Well, now, my foreman's a very decent, he's one of the best lads in the world, but no memory. Oh, he's got a shocking memory. We dashed off. And when we were about halfway there, we found we'd forgotten the fire engine. Well, of course, that meant turning back again. And we hadn't a lot of time to fiddle about. I called the foreman I just forget now what I called him, like for forgetting the engine, you see. And he turned round and blamed me. Said he thought I had it. Well, eventually, we found the engine, but in the excitement, I don't know to this day how it could have happened, but I must have inadvertently stuck my finger in his eye. Consequently, he couldn't find the hose. I said, where did you put it after the last fire? And he said he wasn't at the last fire. Well, I said he was, and he said he wasn't, and that he'd bet me a shilling he wasn't. Well, I bet him a shilling he was. Well, of course, that meant looking up the books, and we hadn't a lot of time to mess about. Still, I wasn't going to lose my shilling for the sake of an odd fire or two. I didn't see that at all. And just at that moment, the mayor came rushing in, and he said, quick, quick, for goodness sake, the left wing is gone and the right wing is going. I said, well, how's the center forward? I said, what's the matter? He said, matter? He said, you stand there and calmly ask what's the matter when any minute the roof might fall in. I said, the roof? Which roof? He said, the town hall roof. I said, oh, great Scott, you frightened the life out of me. I thought you meant this roof. He said, quick, quick. Get your men together and do your duty. Then he started to run out of the yard. I said, wait a minute, wait a minute. As long as we're going, we'll give you a lift. He said, no, 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 they're expecting me back again. Anyhow, we didn't bother with it. It sounded far too gone for my liking. I didn't like the sound of it.
Oh, are you the fire brigade?
Not all of it. There's some more in the yard.
Oh, well, quick, do come along. We've gone to the house on fire.
A house on fire? Just a moment, lady. What's the address?
Grimshaw Street.
Grimshaw Street, Grimshaw. Now, wait a minute. I know it as well as can be, and I can't just place it.
Oh, come along. It's only just
no,
down...
No. Don't tell me. Let me try and think of it for myself. Grimshaw Street. Oh, isn't that annoying? I could walk straight to it, and I can't think of it.
It's next to Whiteley Street.
Next to Whiteley Street. Oh, I know it as well as can be. What's the number, lady? What number is it?
78.
78. Turned out nice again today, hasn't it?
Oh, come along. Do please hurry.
Now, just a moment, lady. Just a second. There's a form to fill in yet,
a
you
form?
See.
Form? Why, that form's got to be filled in after the fire, not before.
Well, would you believe they never tell you a blinking thing? Just excuse me a minute, lady. I'll get on the speaking tube to Arnold. Arnold? Arnold? Oh, what are they doing? Would you believe it? Well, don't wait now, lady. Just slip along and Ask them to keep it going a bit, will you, sir?
Oh, do come along as quickly as ever you can.
They shan't be long now, lady. They ought to be here. I don't know what they're fiddling and messing about. I'll sack the whole bunch of them. That's what I... Hello? Hello? Is that you, Arnold? Well, where's Arnold? Where is he? Oh, good gracious me. Never mind about the football sweep. There's more important things in the world than that. Football sweeps and people's lives at stake. What have I drawn? Oh, that's another tanner gone west. Hello, hello? Is that you, Arnold? Well, don't keep going away. There's a fire now in Grimshaw Street and I'm here by myself. Have you got any petrol? I know it's no good for putting fires out, you blithering idiot. Have you got enough petrol to take you there? What, enough to get there and not to get back? Oh, well, it's no use going if you can't get back. Oh, I see, Arnold. Oh, well, now I understand. So you think you can manage then, eh? Oh, yes. Oh, it's a pretty big fire. Should be now. Oh, and I say, Arnold, take the dog with you. It'll be a run for him. He hasn't been out lately. Oh, good gracious me. What's the matter with the engine? What's the matter with it? Well, don't both get on it.
When is that fire engine coming?
The fire engine? What, you here again? The fire, aren't they there yet?
There's not a sign of them anywhere.
Well, they ought to be there, but now they're on the way.
Oh, I'm afraid it's useless. It'll be too late.
Too late?
I know. There they are now. There's a man springs down from the engine.
Yes.
He's thrown off his coat and helmet.
Thrown off his coat and helmet?
He's climbing the ladder.
Climbing the ladder? What, a red-headed man?
Ah, yes.
That's Arnold. He mustn't climb that ladder.
Oh, you're afraid he'll lose his life.
He mustn't enter that burning house.
You're thinking of his wife and children.
He must be prevented at all costs.
Why? Why?
He's got the sweep money on him.
Rob Wilson and the fire station. Hope you enjoyed that. Thought I'd throw in a little bit of comedy to end the first hour of the program. I don't know why. I thought it'd be a good idea. And that indeed is where we are at now. It is Angel Radio, Beagle at Night with me, RB. We're on FM in Gosport and Havant and Portsmouth and various other little towns and villages in that area. You can also find us on various DAB outlets throughout the country and, of course, also around the world. Via the internet, and for the current availability of those two, just go to our webpage, angelradio.co.uk. All right, time now for a little bit of Posh. And this week, well, I've been looking forward to playing this now for the last couple of weeks, and I'm not going to spoil the surprise and anything by telling you any more, other than it's one of the few Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals that did not have an overture.
Thank you.
was a little bit of posh, wasn't it? That was from the film Carousel, and the cast and orchestra thereof, and that was the Waltz Suite from Carousel. And the interesting thing was that the film version was quite a bit different from the stage version, including, or the original stage version, including the ending, because it sort of ends happy. It sort of ends happy in the film. Not quite, but you know what I mean. But it really doesn't end happy in the original play whatsoever. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that, and we'll have another little bit of posh around about the same time next week. Right now it's time for another little bit of Christmas, and then it'll be time for Day at Night. Very nice too. 101 Strings Orchestra once again, and the Christmas song, or chestnuts roasting on an open fire, whichever you prefer. Time now for Day at Night, and this week we feature a song which we actually played, or I actually played, in last Tuesday's mid-morning show. It was a request from Polly over there on the Isle of Wight. Morning, Polly, if you happen to be listening. And she wanted a particular version of It's Magic, and I was able to find it for her. And I promised last week that I would play it this week, because I think Brad in Chicago, who thought all of this idea up, not 1 year ago, as I thought, but 2 years ago plus. But I thought he would really like to hear this, and I know we've certainly not played it before. So here's something we've not played before, probably with a couple of other songs that we have, but it's all Day at Night.
It's magic without a golden wand or mystic charms. Fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true?
Christmas time with a merry heart aglow through a frosty window pane, you can see the falling snow. Trim the tree with candy canes, listen to the church bell chime, say a little prayer. A child at Christmas child, and you'll agree, everything is bright and new. When the snow comes dancing down and you hear the church bell chime, let your heart be young again. Be a child at Christmas time. Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry. Christmases be white. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I know I said there wouldn't be too much Christmas songs in this week's program, but I think in the case of Doris Day, we should make an exception, because there's really only about three, maximum four programs of Beagle at Night that we can really fit in Christmas music, and it's sort of like fit in with the time of the year, if you get my meaning. So always happy to change the rules for Doris Day. Started off though with It's Magic. I hope you like that version, Brad, particularly you. That was requested by Polly on the Isle of Wight. And apart from that, we had Be a Child at Christmas Time, which I always am. And of course, White Christmas, which somebody else sung. Can't remember who it was, but I think they had quite a bit of a hit with it.
From a bee, the leaves upon a tree, the bottom of the sea, but there isn't any limit to my love for you. A bird can fly in the sky just so high, no more, no more, no more. A falling star can fall so far, just so far, no more, no more. To the
a minute, then an hour. The colors in a flower, the raindrops in a shower, but there isn't any limit to my love for you.
Another one of those songs that reminds me of another song, which for the life of me, I can't remember the title of, but that was Carol Gibbons waving the stick at his Savoy Orpheans, and Leno was supplying the vocals, and that was There Isn't Any Limit to My Love. Coming up in, where are we? Let's have a look at the clock on the wall. It is, coming up in about 8 minutes' time, we will have some more comedy for you. But first, I thought around about this time of the morning, or late evening, depending where you are, this might be appropriate.
The morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the boy and never ever think of counting sheep. Learned its lesson, you'd be his if only he would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you lesson, you'd be his if only he would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss him.
I sink in my chair, the smoke from my cigarette climbs through the air, the walls of my room fade away in the blue, and I'm deep in a dream of you. smoke makes a stairway for you to descend. You come to my arms, may this bliss never end. For we love anew, just as we used to do. When I'm deep in a dream of you, then from the ceiling sweet music comes stealing. We glide through a lover's refrain. You're so appealing that I'm soon revealing my love for you over again. My cigarette burns me, I wake with a start. My hand isn't hurt, but there's pain in my heart. Awake or asleep, every memory I'll keep deep in a dream of you.
We've already heard from Frank Sinatra once this morning, but that's the nice thing about Angel Radio. Just because we hear from an artist once in the program doesn't mean to say that we can't hear from them two or even three times, which is a lot of radio stations around won't let you do that. Happily here at Angel Radio, more than happy to do it. Frank Sinatra and Deep in a Dream. And before that, as I said, totally right for the time of a night or morning, depending where you're listening, Julie London, and In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. Comedy after this.
I'm going to see you today. The people that I meet as I hurry down the street seem to know I'm on my way coming to you. This is a beautiful day. I'm treading on air, and my feet have taken to wings. My heart with happiness sings. I'll see you. Our red letter day, it's come at last, you see. Couldn't really be a better day. It's meant for you and me. This day we've been awaiting patiently. It is enchantment to me. I'm going to see you. People that I meet as I hurry down the street seem to know I'm on my way coming to you. This is a beautiful day. I'm treading on air, and my feet have taken to wings. My heart with happiness sings. I'll see you.
Activity play. Hello, Mrs. Binton. Oh, I'm so glad you could get along to see a rehearsal of our nativity play. Can you squeeze in there? I'm afraid our chairs are a wee bitty wee, as they say, north of the border. Now then, children, we're going to start our rehearsal. Where are my Mary and Joseph? That's right, Shirlene, take Dennis by the hand and come and sit nice and quietly on this bench, right here, in the middle. No, don't drag him. He'll come if you leave him alone. And don't hit each other. Mary and Joseph were friends. That's better. Now, who are my wise men? You're a wise man, aren't you, Geoffrey? Aren't you? Or what are you, then? Oh, you're a cattle, are you? And you're going to low. Well, that's splendid. Now, go over to Miss Bolting. Go along, go on. Miss Bolting, you're organizing the animals and the angels, aren't you? Yes, he's one of yours. Now, wise men, here, please. Billy, Peter, and George. And George, wise men never do that. Now, my kings, please. Of course, Mrs. Binton, we know that by tradition the wise men and the kings are one and the same, but we did want everyone in our nursery school to have a chance, so we've taken a few liberties, and I don't think anyone's going to mind. Now, my kings, Sydney, Neville, Cliff, oh, yes, and Nicholas Ananiades. We have four kings in our nativity play, I'm afraid. We happen to have four lovely crowns, and it seems such a pity not to use them. Sydney, put your crown on straight, please. No, not over one eye. What have you got under your jersey? You know that's not the place for a hamster, is it? Now put him straight back in his little pen, please. Sydney, which one have you got? Twiggy or Harold Wilson? Well, then, who's got Twiggy? Neville, put him back at once. Poor Twiggy and Harold Wilson, it isn't very Christmassy for them under your jersey. Sydney, I think it serves you right if Harold Wilson bit you. And don't bite him back. Well, because he's smaller than you are. Are you bleeding? Well, don't make such a fuss, then. And Cliff, put your crown on, please. It's too big, is it? Well, let's see. Oh, it is, isn't it? Where are you? Oh, there you are. Nice to see you again. I tell you what, change with Nicholas. Nicholas, I think you can manage a big crown, can't you? You've got just the ears for it. And look, if you pull your ears down a little bit, that'll hold it up, won't it? And lean back. That's it, that's it. Now stay like that, dear. Don't move. Now, wise men and kings, I don't want you to muddle yourselves with each other. Now, you stay there. Now then, shepherds. Come on, shepherds. Jimmy, you're my first shepherd. No, you're not a racing car. And Caroline, you're a shepherd. I'm afraid you can't wear your little bo-peep costume because, you see, there aren't any little girl shepherdesses in our play. No, they're all boy shepherds, and you're a girl being a boy shepherd. Yes, it is, Ron, but we have to settle for it. But I tell you what, Caroline, if you're good, perhaps you can wear a lovely grey beard. Would that be fun? Yes. George, don't do that. Now, Jimmy, you remember what you see up in the sky? It's something lovely, isn't it? No, not a baby. Try again. It's a lovely star, isn't it? And you're going to put up your hand and you're going to point to it. And what are you going to say when you do that? No, Sydney, he's not going to say, please, may I go to the bathroom. Children, that isn't funny. It's a perfectly natural function and you might just as well get used to it. Now, come on, Jimmy. You're going to say, behold, aren't you? Yes, you are, dear. Well, you said it yesterday. Well, if you'd rather say it tomorrow, I think... Well, perhaps you're right. Well, we have broken the back of the play, so... All right, children, you might as well get ready to go home and hand in your crowns very gently, please. No, you can't wear your crown home on the bus, Sydney. Well, Mrs. Vinton, I hope it's going to be all right on the night, but I think perhaps next year we might just make do with a Christmas carol.
I'm about as happy as a man can be, a man can be, a man can be. Lots of city people, how they envy me, and here's the reason why. I live down on the country farm, and I like it, I must say.
Where the ducks go,
quack, and the sheep go,
and the pigs,
and all the day. We've got two cocks, they're Plymouth Rocks, and when the hens do lay,
the ducks go
quack and the sheep go
bleh, and the pigs
and all the dame. And when they have a farmyard glee, they do kick up a fuss. The pigs, they seem to say to me, come on, you're one of us. And when the farmer's wife does sing, the donkey starts to bray.
The ducks go
quack and the sheep go
bleh, and the pigs
and all the dame. Sometimes we gather round and have a farmyard cabaret.
Where the ducks go
quack and the sheep go
and the pigs
eating all the dame. There's a hen they blessed with the name Mae West, and when she comes their way,
the ducks go
quack and the sheep go
and the pigs
eating all the dame. The buzzing of the bumblebees is like a big bassoon. They've got a gorgonzola cheese, and blimey, can't it croon?
We feed the hens on rubber soles, and when golf balls they lay, the ducks go
quack and the sheep go
and the pigs
eating all the dame. With a here and a there, pigs they go everywhere.
We live down on a country farm where the pigs go all the day.
You've heard of Florence Nightingale, a nurse well known to fame. You've also heard of Sarah Gamp, another well-known name. Well, I'm the humble follower of those two well-known folk. Yes, I'm a nurse, and nursing's a vocation, not a joke. See? My motto is, patients are a virtue. If people stop being ill, my vacation would be gone. I'd have to go on the stage or something. And I'm never going in for theatricals until talent alone is what is required. See? A district nurse, I ask you. What a locality. What a very locality. And do you know, in the majority of cases, until I get to the house, I never know whether it's going to be lumbago or triplets. Now, the other day I was called to a place. There was a great big burly brute lying there. He said, "Nurse, I've got a floating kidney. What had I better do?" I said, "Bore holes in it. Let's sink you." I tell you, you've got to be very systematic at this game, and my system is half my success. You know, I can always find anything I don't want by looking for it where it wouldn't be if I did want it. But thank heavens I've got some very good and influential friends at the clinic. Of course, a lot of people think a clinic is a golf stick, but it isn't, it never was. There's Dr. Cutmore, he thinks the world of me. And Mr. Wisham Dead, the undertaker, says I'm his right hand. The vicar paid me a very great compliment the other day. There's a dear soul, that vicar. He understands me, girls, he's human, that's why. He came to me the other day, he said, "Nurse Dillwater." That's my name, no, Daisy Dillwater. Also be found at the clinic, Central 607. He said to me, "Nurse," he said, "I think the inhabitants of heaven must have increased greatly since you came among us." Wasn't that nice of him? But thank heavens the coroner always exempts me from all blame. Mind you, this job is not all beer and skittles, believe me. We have to put up with a lot of inconveniences. For instance, there's a terrible lot of jealousy goes on at the clinic, and I'm one of the keenest sufferers. I suppose it is because, although I say it myself, I'm a little bit more distinguished looking than the rest of the gals there. You ought to see the others. There's one woman in particular got it in for me there, Nurse Nozzle. Oh, how that woman hates me, because she's never been the same to me since I got the job nursing the curate. That settled her ladyship. That put paid to her account. Of course, she's getting on in years, poor old thing, and always getting off in her mind. She's got a permanent glad eye, you know. Well, it's really like one eye and a poached egg looking at you. And she would shingle if she'd got any hair. Mind you, I'm not running the woman down, but she makes me absolutely ashamed of my own sex, does that woman. So much so that I've written an apology on the looking glass in my bathroom for being a woman. Mind you, oh no, there are no salt cellars on me. Knobs, perhaps. Still, I'd rather have scratches on me escutcheon than dumplings on me doings. So, if you've the flu or the tick, Dollaroo, I'll endeavour the pain to disperse. There's no need to feel ill or run up a big bill with Daisy the district nurse. And we are open day and night for anybody.
Well, girl. Here we are at the end of yet another ripe, fruitful term at Saddlestone. It's been an undistinguished term in many ways. Several girls have sat for scholarships, but alas, nothing has come of it. The lacrosse team has done all and more than was expected of it. Several matches have been lost, and two matches were scratched. Well now, I'm glad the games have been flourishing so, because, as I always tell you, life's a game. However, there's one little matter I feel I must mention. One of our number has not been quite pulling her weight. I don't know why it is, but there it is. Maybe she's not been feeling up to the mark. A bit peaky, perhaps, out of sorts, I don't know. Now, I'm not going to name that girl. She knows who she is. I've had to pull her up once or twice about it. Now, Betty Harrison, dear, don't giggle like that and don't nudge your neighbor. Ruth! Ruth! Stop it, dear, this instant. I will now announce the result of this term's good conduct marks. I name first Thurza Henderson. Well done, Thurza, dear. Clap her, girls. Jolly fine show, dear. Second place is secured by Helen Gray. You would have been first, Helen, dear, but for your tiresome habit of talking with your mouth a chock-a-block. The geography prize goes to Blanche McDermott, who did us that wonderful coloured map of the Malay states and who can now say all the towns of China in one breath. Well done, Blanche, dear. Peg away at it, and who knows where you land. At the end of last term and during the holidays, we had, as you know, infinite trouble with the drains. I had Mr. Spout over from Hinton, and he reported the discovery of quantities of sweet pudding just below the upper conduit, 5 feet short of our second sewer. Now, if any girl can throw any light on this tiresome affair, will she please make a clean breast of it, keep a stiff upper lip, and come and see me after fire drill? Many of our old girls are doing sterling work in the service of this wonderful empire of ours, and it will not be a surprise to many of those who knew her to hear that Beryl Throbbit took 7th place in her domestic science potato exam. I wrote to congratulate her in the name of Staddlestones, and also to Ruth Jordan, who got a diploma for her raspberries. And finally, may I say, that the Grace Darling Medal goes to Hilda Duggleby, who dealt so courageously with the cow that was being thoughtless on the croquet lawn. Well, girls, that concludes the school news. We'll just finish off with the school song. Miss Smith will give us the note. Delia, please. Got it, girls. Arm it, sing it, let it ring. Every word a jewel. Play up, Staddlestone girls, whether it's rain or fine. Play up, though your head whirls, a stitch in time saves 9. Don't forget your crucian, let the wheels run through. Play up, Staddlestone girls, we're proud of you. Play up, play up, play. Hold it, Betty. Up!
This is the story of a Cockney who was unlucky with football pool. I'll tell you all about it. Now, it's very, very difficult for working blokes like me, what ain't been educated at posh schools, to make a bit of dough unless they has a go at that institution what they calls the pools. Now, I've done mine each week regular, like with X's, 2's and 1's, because after all, you never know your luck. And I thought I got them licked, because last week I nearly clicked. But I'll tell you how it was I've come unstuck. If I'd only put an X instead of 1, I'd be richer by 10,000 quid or more. Yeah, I could have bought a car or some nylon for me ma and lots of things that I've been saving for. To be so near and yet so far, it done all seem a pity. If only Crystal Palace could have drawn with Norwich City and Everton had lost at home, then I'd be sitting pretty. If I'd only put an X instead of 1. Yeah, I've done me coupons every week for 10 whole years or more, and not a blinking sausage have I won. Till the missus says, "Now, Joe, why not let me have a go? Because I couldn't do no worse than what you've done." "What let you have a go?" I says, "Well, you ain't studied form. You don't even know what league the teams is in." She said, "I don't care a jot, but I mean to have a shot if I have to pick the winners with a pen, the silly cat." And she goes and puts some 2's and then a 1. All haphazard like and contrary to form, she puts Tottenham to win, then she tells him with a grin, "Well, they must be good, because that's where Dad was born." Well, after a remark like that, I should have just ignored her. But when she says, "If you were stamp, I really could have floored her. And on top of that, I have to buy the blinking postal order." And she's been and put an X instead of 1. Well, I put the coupons in the post like what I always do. Till Saturday, I didn't give a thought. Then a 6:15 before we went off to the flicks, I switches on the wireless for the sport. The announcer bloke is saying, "The league, a Division 1. So I grabs a pencil and the Evening Mail, and I checks up on the score like I've always done before, then I comes all over queer and goes quite pale.
'cause although she put an X instead of one, my old gal had done what I could never do. With a method calm and cool, she'd been and scooped the pool with me blinking stamp and postal order too. So it only goes to show you that where ignorance is, bliss is. Don't study for me, it ain't no good. Just leave it to the missus. She'll make a better job of it with ones and twos and kisses. Even though she puts an X instead of one. What a life.
Jack Warner there, finishing off the little bit of comedy this week. If only I'd put an X instead of a one. Before that, it was Arthur Marshall, nice to hear him, and the headmistress. Daisy Dillwater, district nurse, came from George Roby. We heard from the two Leslies, the new sow, and we had also in their nativity play from Joyce Grenfell. And, of course, she started off the whole thing by singing I'm Going to See You Today. And we'll have some more comedy for you around about the same time next week.
Play a sad song for a girl with a broken heart.
With a broken heart.
Play a sad song. Let him know that I'm still crying.
Crying, crying.
Let him know.
Let him know.
I'm slowly dying.
shall gaze at you again without a blush or qualm. My eyes will shine like new again, my manner poised and calm. No sign of fear, not even a sigh. And so till when we gaze again,
great favourite of everybody at Angel Radio, including, of course, Percy and myself, Julie Andrews, there with Before I Gaze at You Again. And before she was doing her gazing, we had the Supremes with Play a Sad Song. So we did. Hey, see, don't tell me I don't put thought to this programme, because I do. What have we got now? We've got about 7¾ minutes. singing there with Alvino Ray and his orchestra, Nighty Night. And you know what? It is almost time for me to say that, but not quite.
Such an air of about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say to minor every time we say goodbye.
Well, that was Every Time We Say Goodbye from the Bella Ella Fitzgerald. Usually I like to try and get this program to end completely on a song without having to fade anything out, but I seem to have messed it up this week, which is a bit of a shame because I've got 55 or slightly less than 55 seconds before I have to go, which means there's absolutely nothing that I can play in what would now be 45 seconds before I have to go. So I think probably the best thing for me to do is just say I hope you have a very good and a safe week, and that you will join me back here, well, around about the same time next week when we get to do it all again. And may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.